When Yoshua, Kasher Meis Yoshua Benun, Limed Lizakein and Mashkiba, Olav Hashem, Limed Lizakein and Mashkiba Menat Perush, Umash Hotzi Bizmano Menadinim Velonaf Lolav Machlokas. So when Yoshua ben Nun died, or when he was dying, because right, can't do it after he died, he taught the Zakenim everything that he had received from the Perushim HaMekubalim from Moshe Rabbeinu, and everything that during his tenure, what had been learned out using the Yud Gimel Midos Shator Nidresh Espohem, and that no Machlokas emerged regarding them, meaning it was accepted. V'asher naflabo machlokas, and those things that were learned out using the Mido Shator Nidresh Espohem, and a machlokas emerged regarding it, paskubo adin al pi rov hazakenim. They would paskin. They paskined based on the most of the majority. V'aleim amar hakasa v'chol yamei hazakenim asher harichu yamim achre Yoshua. And it's regarding them, these zakenim, that it says in the end of Yoshua, that all Yemei Zakenim Asher Harichu Yamim Achrei Yoshua, those who continued to live after Yehoshua. So Yoshua passed on the Mesorah, everything he had received, and all the different decisions that had been arrived at to the Zakenim. V'achreichin limdu ha-Zakenim ahim mashkiblu mipi Yoshua al-Nevi'im, and these Zakenim then taught everything that they received to the Nevi'im. Aleihem HaShalom, v'an-Nevi'im lamdu zeh l'zeh, and then the Nevi'im learned one from the other. V'ein zman shlo'isa bo izbonanus v'chidush inyanim. And there was never a time when there wasn't analysis going on of the different things that were learned. And then, obviously, new things being learned out. They would always place the words of those who were before them, their predecessors, as ikr. Then they would build off of them. But those things that were already had been decided earlier and been received and been paskened on, so they didn't argue on those. Those they accepted. Ad higia hazman la'anshe Knesset HaGadola. Do we have a Rambam Chelek Aleph here, by the way?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. So if you look at the Rambam in the very beginning, just to make sure that we, just to make sure that we get down who in the world, who are we referring to? When we say, you know, it was a little bit vague here in the Rambam here. He just said, you know, Yoshua gave it to the Zakenim and the Zakenim to the Nevi'im, right? That's like the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Right, so the Rambam in his Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah is a little bit more specific, I believe. He says, Yoshua was Lomad Al Peh, and Zakenim Rabim Kiblu Mi Yoshua, and many Zakenim learned from. Sorry, he says earlier, Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Shivim Zakenim. And Elazar and Pinchas and Yoshua all received from Moshe, so not just Yoshua. And then Yoshua taught it to the Zakenim. Now we know that Pinchas continued to live for a while afterwards. And it says also Zakenim Rabim Kiblu Yoshua. And Eli was Mekabel from the Zakenim. And the Zakenim, from the Zakenim and from Pinchas. So you see that after Yoshua, Pinchas is one of those who continued afterwards with the other Zakenim. So we get one extra name. We got Pinchas. And then we're told Eli learned from Pinchas, and Shmuel from Eli, and David from Shmuel, and Achia Shiloni, who the Rambam writes, left Mitzrayim, and he learned by Moshe Rabbeinu when he was a Katan. So he was the official recipient, though, of the Mesorah from David. And Eliyahu Anavi got from Achia Shiloni, and Elisha from Eliyahu, and Yehoyada Kohen from Elisha, and Zechariah from Yehoyada, and Hoshea from Zechariah, and Amos from Hoshea, and Yeshayahu from Amos, and then Micha from Yeshayahu, and Yoel from Micha, and then Nochum from Yoel, and Habakkuk from Nochum, and then Tzfanya from Habakkuk, and then Yirmiyahu from Tzfanya, and then Baruch ben Neriah from Yirmiyahu, and then Ezra finally got from Baruch ben Neriah. So now we go back to the Rambam. So here we just got a whole long line of Zakenim to Nevi'im, straight Mesorah of all these, you know,
books in Tanakh, so each of them in the line of the Masorah. But the Rambam says all of this continue. If we go back to the Perish Mishnais, Ad Shigiyaz Man, Lan Shikaneses Hagadola, Fehem Chagai Zechariah Malachi Daniel Chananya Mishael Azariah Ezra Nehemiah Mordechai and Zerubbabel. So the Rambam now just skipped all the way to the end of that list that we just read in the Hakdama here, and he's holding by Ezra, where we ended. We ended by Ezra, so that's where the Rambam's picking up from Ezra. Now, along with these last Nevi'im that we mentioned, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, Zerubbabel, so included with them, to reach the level, the number of 120 Zekanim, which was the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, so they added min ha-charash v'ha-mazger v'domehem. The charash and the mazger were, so he quotes here in the footnotes, that the Gemara, the Pasuk in Malachim tells us that when Nebuchadnezzar sent the Jews out, so those who left were the Charash and the Masger, and which technically means certain types of craftsmen and artisans. But the Gemara in Gittin learns that it refers to the Talmidei Chachamim, that they were experts in the analysis of the Torah. So there is this initial, there are a few stages of the Gullus after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and before, leading up to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And one of those stages was when Zerubbabel, I believe it was, left with the Charash and the Masker.
Why do we need 120?
So that's an excellent question, because generally the Sanhedrin HaGadol, based on HaGadol Sanhedrin, was 71, not 120. The one exception was during the time of Anshei Knesset HaGadola. That was 120. That's what they're called, Anshei Knesset HaGadola. The Gemara says because they were machzir, the Atara Liyoshna, that's why they were given this name of Gedula, that they reintroduced the greatness of Chazal and of Torah by enacting a lot of things. But we don't know exactly why, all of a sudden, in the time of Ezra, they decided to have 120. But we know that it was short-lived, and they eventually died out until they got back to 70. One theory that I once heard was that when they came back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, so in Eretz Yisrael there was a Sanhedrin, and then they came from Bavel with all of these great Gedolim who couldn't not be on the Sanhedrin, but they already had a Sanhedrin. So they sort of combined everybody, got to 120, and then eventually as people died, they worked the number back down to 71. What was that? That happened? Did they do that? Yeah? Okay. Anyway, so, but you're right. It's a good question. We don't know. I believe the Yerushalmi says a different number. Maybe 85 was the Anshei Knesset HaGadola, but the Rambam here says, like the Bavli, that it was 120. Okay. Anyway, v'zbonenu gam heim kasher osu akadmonim lehem v'gozru gzeres v'skinu takanos. And they were also a link in the chain of the Masorah. And they were gozer gzeros and misakein takanos. V'ha'achron min ha'chabura tahura ha'hi. Who raishes hachachamim on his karma mishnah? And the last of this group, who is the first of the tanoim, was Shimon HaTzadik. For your kohen gadol v'dor ahu, and he was the kohen gadol. And he's referring to the mishnah when he says that's in Pirkei Avos. When Pirkei Avos says that the zakenim to the neviim masru al anshei knesset hagadola, and then it says after the anshei knesset hagadola, after the three things that they said, we're told Shimon HaTzadik was mishiare anshei knesset hagadola, right? So that's what he was referring to, that this is the first of the Tanoim, Shimon HaTzadik. V'yakoyin gadol b'dorahu, v'kashir yigia zman acharem el rabbeinu ha-kadosh alav ha-shalom, v'yayochid b'doro v'yachad b'zmano. And eventually, from Shimon HaTzadik, we keep going down in the generations until we get to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, the compiler of the Mishnah. He was an ish shenimtza bo kol ha-chamudos v'amidos atovos. He was a person who had by him all of the great midos, Ad shezochavim etzal anshei doro likroso Rabbeinu HaGadol, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, excuse me, Ushmo Yehuda. His name was Yehuda, but everybody called him Rabbeinu HaKadosh because he was such a pure, holy, and such an amazing person. Vaya b'chochma u'b'mayla b'tachlisa, and he had such a high level of chochma, k'mo she'amru, as it says, miyemos Moshe v'ad Rebbe lo ra'inu Torah gedula b'makom echad. As we find that from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, we're told, until Rabbi Yudah Nasi, you didn't find Torah and Gedula b'makom echad. Torah and Gedula here, pashtus means that it refers to knowledge and greatness. But see, in the footnote here, he quotes from Rashi, that Rashi says it means osher, Ashirus, that he was very wealthy. Now, I don't know, do we normally associate Moshe Rabbeinu as being somebody who was very wealthy? Is that what Gedula means, or does Gedula mean greatness of stature? But Rashi says, Osher, but this will raise the question again of Ezuhu Ashir, Hasameach Bechalko, right? So, unclear what it means exactly when we say that there's greatness in Ashirus. Vayibetachlis ha-chasidus v'ha'anava v'archokas ha-ta'anugim. And he was also the utmost, the extreme, the greatest in his piety and his humility and in his asceticism, in his distancing of ta'anugim, of luxury. Pleasures, of luxuries. Right, that's better, luxuries. Kamosh Amru Gam came, as we're also told in the Gemara, Mishemeis Rebbe Batla Anava v'Yiraschet, that when Rebbe died, that was the end of Anava, because he was the paradigm of Anava and Yiraschet. Vayetzach Loshon, and he was excellent with words. Umuflag b'chol adam b'loshon hakodesh, and he was the greatest expert of his generation in Hebrew. Ad shachachamim aleihem hashalom heulomdim perish mashin ishtabish aleihem b'loshon mikra midivrei avodav umisharsav v'zeh mefursam b'talmud. Right, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about how the chachamim used to come to his maidservant and ask her about words that they didn't know what they mean. And she would know what they meant based on words that Rebbe used in the house, like the mitate, like for a broom. Thank you. That, you know, they asked, what does this word mean? It's a pasuk. It says Hashem's going to like sweep away everybody, like in destruction. And she says, oh, that's a broom. That's how we say in the house. Can you get a broom? So it means to sweep. And there's a few Gemaras there where the Chachamim come to Rebbe's house and they want to ask Rebbe, but he's not available, so they ask his maidservant, and she, you know, answers up for them what the words mean. And that was because of his command of the Hebrew language that he used in the house. He was very wealthy and very powerful. The Ahuryare, I believe, is the stable boy. So the is that what he says on the bottom? Yeah, the stable boy of Rebbe was wealthier than Shavar Malka. Shavar Malka was the Cesanian, I believe, king. That was the Cesanians.
His mother is quoted in the last one.
Oh, okay, very good. So the Cesanians were the people that lived in Babel at the time that the Jews were there. I think they were Zoroastrians. And, you know, that was their religion, that they worshipped the sun and the moon, two different forces in the world. So they were an early type of Persian. So so that's who Shavar Malka was. He was their king. This is a beautiful line. He was also greatest and broadest in terms of the Anshei Chachma. He says in the bottom here, he was hirchiv al anshei chacham, means that he inspired and he spread the Torah to anshei chacham umivaksheha, and those who, you know, desired chachma, and he was rebates Torah of Israel, and he spread Torah to everybody. He was the greatest teacher. So what did he do? He was osaf ha-halachos v'divrei chachamim machlokos v'amikubalim yimos Moshe Rabbeinu ad yamosaf. And what did he do? Is he collected and compiled all the different halachos and all the divrei chachamim and the machloksim, everything that went on from Moshe Rabbeinu until his time, he collected all of it. That's very important for us to realize. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't write the Mishnayos. Many of these Mishnayos were from many, many generations before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. He compiled the Mishnayos. He picked which ones were going to be included, which ones weren't going to be included, but he didn't write them. Now, he was also part of the chain of the Mesorah. He wasn't just like an outside person collecting, but he was part of the Mesorah. Shehu kibel mishimon aviv. He got the Mesorah from his father Shimon, and his father Shimon from Gamliel, his father, and him from his father Shimon, and him from his father Gamliel Hazakim, and him from Shimon. You notice the keeping the name in the family here. And he learned by Hillel, and Hillel learned by Shmaya v'Avtalion, and Shmaya v'Avtalion learned from Yehuda ben Taboy and Shimon ben Shetach, and they learned from Yoshua ben Prachi and Nitai Har Bailey, and they learned from Yossi ben Yuezer, Ishtreda, and Yossi ben Yochanan, and they learned from Antigonus Yishocho, and he learned from Shimon HaTzadik, and we already said Shimon HaTzadik had learned from Ezra, because he was from the Shari Anshin HaTzadik Adola. And Ezra learned from Baruch Ben Neriah, and Baruch Ben Neriah from Yirmiyahu, and then we saw already the Masorah that got to Yirmiyahu. And he was Kiba Yirmiyahu, Beli Safek, Me'asher Kadmuim, and a Nevi'im, and he got from the earlier Nevi'im, Navi Mipi Navi, Ad HaZikena, Mikubalim, HaMikablim, Mipi Yoshua Benun, V'hu Mipi Moshe. So here you have Moshe Rabbeinu straight down to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and the job of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi with compiling the Mishnah. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick up from Dalid next week.